This is Fresh Air. In January 1950, a red-haired Alabama boy named Sam Phillips, who'd learned about radio and electronics in the Army, opened the Memphis Recording Service at 706 Union in Memphis. 3 years later, overwhelmed by the success of his efforts for other people, he started Sun Records. To celebrate the 60th anniversary of that event, Bear Family Records asked the top Sun researchers, Colin Escott, Hank Evans, and Martin Hawkins, to assemble three massive multi-disc boxes, respectively focusing on blues, country, and rock tracks recorded at Sun. Today, our rock historian, Ed Ward, tackles the 15-hour blues box.
Sam Phillips is famous for saying that if he could find a white boy with the authentic Negro sound and feel, he'd make $1 billion. Seeing him in his striped sports coat and tie in 1950, you might well wonder if he'd know that sound and feel if it came up and bit him, but all that would mean was that you didn't know Sam. He'd been a fan of blues and country music since childhood, and bet that his technical knowledge and feeling for this music could make him money. Even before he was finished building his studio, Joe Hill Lewis, a one-man band who'd recorded for some national labels, walked in and commented that a decent studio was something Memphis needed. Soon enough, he was making a record for Sam. Boogie in the Park wasn't even a local hit, despite Sam's partnership with local DJ Dewey Phillips, no relation, in the It's the Phillips label that released it. Sam kept on recording local musicians, though, and his big break came when a huge 40-year-old farmer who'd just given his cropland to his son and made a big life decision came in the door. He was going to be a blues singer, he'd decided. Sam heard that he already was. The voice of Chester Burnett, the Howlin' Wolf as he called himself, was, as Sam later commented, where the soul of man never dies. All of the 11 tracks Sam recorded were bought by Chicago's Chess Brothers for their new blues label. They only released three of them, but Moanin' at Midnight was one, and enough of a hit to lure Wolf north eventually. Sam had lost out. Well, sort of. Ike Turner was a skinny kid, a great piano player and guitarist, and a bandleader who developed talent in his Kings of Rhythm. He was delivering talent to labels in Los Angeles and Chicago, so he figured he should make a record too. The problem was, he was a lousy vocalist, so Sam suggested he let one of his saxophonists, Jackie Brenston, record a song he did in the Kings show.
Women have heard of jalopies, you've heard the noise they make, but let me introduce my new Rocket 88. Yes, it's straight, just one way. Everybody likes my Rocket 88. Baby, we'll ride in style, moving all along.
Rocket 88, often called the first rock and roll song, was a huge hit in 1951, again on Chess Records. Ike was furious his own name wasn't on the record and stayed away from Sam thereafter, but it hardly mattered. The word was out, and everybody in town came looking for Sessions. B.B. King, Roscoe Gordon, Rufus Thomas, and Little Junior Parker, who became one of the first blues artists on Sam's new label, Sun, in 1953. Parker started having hits immediately, and on the B-side of Mystery Train, Love My Baby, inadvertently made the first rockabilly record.
Love my baby, keep some business to herself. Love my baby, keep some business to herself. Well, her friends don't know it, don't believe nobody else.
Another hit Sam had early on with Sun was something of a novelty. One of his partners was Jim Bullitt, a Nashville record man who knew his city's black music well, and his cousin had shown him a newspaper article about a group in a local prison. Bullitt made a tape, and Sam leapt at it. The group's first single sold nearly a 250,000 records.
Just walking in the rain, getting soaking wet, torture in my heart by trying to forget. Just walking in the rain, so all because my heart still remembers you.
The Prisoners, however, only did limited touring, and always with an armed escort. Guitarist Pat Hare should probably have had one too, since he died in jail after murdering his wife. But Sam was lucky in having him in the band with another young blues artist who cut his first sides for Sun.
Ain't gonna raise no more cotton. I'll tell you the reason why I said so. Ain't gonna raise no more cotton. Tell you the reason why I said so. Well, then you don't get nothing for your cotton, and your seed so doggone low.
By 1954, when James Cotton's Cotton Crop Blues hit, Sam had other concerns, although Little Milton, Earl Hooker, Billy the Kid Emerson, and others continued to record for the label. Sam had found his white kid, and another chapter was beginning for Sun.
Ed Ward is Fresh Air's rock historian. He reviewed music from the Sun Records Blues Box. For Terry Gross, I'm David Biancooley.